Now's the time in the program where we like to answer some questions. And just as a reminder, again, when Ovius is not here, all of these questions are real.
All of them.
In Hey Joe.
These are real.
All, they have solicited all of these. None of them have been made up.
I don't know why people would question that.
No.
First up in this absolutely real Hey Joe segment from Duane. Hey Joe, did you really say that John Cena is a better actor than The Rock?
All right, so I have been on a John Cena kick lately. I watched Vacation Friends randomly on the Hulus last week, which I thought was funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Haven't seen it.
I just started the Peacemaker series on HBO Max, which obviously stars Cena as the Peacemaker. It's funny.
Okay.
And here's the thing. So I grew up watching wrestling, and I'm from New Jersey, so I watched the WWF growing up. And I lost it, and then the Monday Night Wars happened in the 90s, and then I got back into wrestling. And The Rock was my favorite wrestler. So as a wrestler, I like The Rock. As someone who's as someone who you give a microphone and can improvise and do a promo, it's still The Rock. But as an actor, I think the answer is John Cena.
Really?
I really do.
I don't know.
I have been swayed this week by John Cena. And now, here's the other thing. The Rock was on the Manning cast last night.
He was, all respect to Fitz and Russ, but he was the best guest.
Okay, that's fine. But this feels like somebody telling you about an SNL bit, and you're like, no, it was really funny. And then you listen to it or you watch the clips, and you're like, was it? Or were you just jacked up because you wanted to see The Rock? This is The Rock talking about how Eli Manning doesn't have a nickname, and he's come up with a nickname for Eli.
So we have The Rock, we have The Sheriff, and now we officially have HCM, human carbon monoxide, because he's the silent killer. You're welcome.
Thank you. I've been waiting. I'm not like you and Peyton, where I make up my own nickname for myself.
See, now that's funny.
You know, Peyton made up the Sheriff. You obviously made up The Rock at some point. So I couldn't make that up for myself. I need someone to give me one. Now I have it. So thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Rock. Thank you, Sheriff.
People were excited because The Rock took a shot at tequila, his tequila.
Which you knew that was going to happen.
And that's fine.
Self-promote all you want.
And also people were excited that he has the fossilized dinosaur, a real T-Rex.
It took so long for them to ask about that. The giant T-Rex head is over his left shoulder, and for like 10 minutes they didn't ask him, and finally they were like, oh, what's up with that?
So don't take this the wrong way. I like The Rock. Again, okay. I prefer The Rock as a wrestler. I think The Rock is funnier. But as an actor, I actually think John Cena is a better actor than The Rock. Have you watched any of the TV series that he's doing on NBC?
No,
Young Rock?
Mm-mm. Young Rock. Is it bad?
It's not good.
Well, okay, it's like... he did the two Jumanji movies were fine.
Right.
I haven't seen the one he did with Emily Blunt, Jungle Cruise, but I heard good things about that. I haven't seen John Cena yet, pretty much in anything.
What train? So, you didn't see Trainwreck?
Mm-mm.
Are you being serious
right now? Yeah, dude.
Oh my gosh.
I was probably rewatching The Office. I missed it.
You need to watch Trainwreck.
I'll watch Trainwreck, and then I'll watch Peacemaker and see if that's...
Peacemaker's good. Do you like the Suicide Squad and the James Gunn stuff?
I like the idea. The two movies were terrible because they messed those up, but that's beside the point.
Right.
Yes.
But the series is actually pretty funny.
I'll watch it before, but I'm still on Team Rock right now. But I'll watch Cena first, and I'll let you know.
All right. Let's go to the next one.
So set him up, Joe.
Next up in our very, very real Hey Joe segment from Jill Vody on Twitter. Hey Joe, the teams you picked to make the Super Bowl both look unbelievable. Does that scare you?
Yeah, so last week on Gilio's card, which I'm now in a contest with Victoria over to see who can make the most correct picks, and then the winner is going to get dunked by Sweet Tea. We bought a big, 30-gallon bucket to put Sweet Tea in, and the winner, just like we saw in college football during the bowl season, the winner is going to get dumped. Well, let's just say I got off to a slow start this weekend in the wild card round. I lost both of my picks.
Did you mean to make those picks?
Meanwhile, Victoria went 2-0 this week. So I'm down. I am the only idiot on the planet who could pick the Rams and the Bills to go to the Super Bowl before the playoffs. And in the same video, be like, give me the Cowboys. Like, who does that? Meanwhile, the Bills look like, you know, the greatest team of all time. And then the Rams, yeah, the Cardinals were.
You're just putting your eggs in every basket. I know what you're doing.
I know. But yes, so Victoria, meanwhile, a little bit safer. Packers, Chiefs. So.
Oh, man. Really went out on a limb there.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay. But yes, it does it scare me that those two teams played unbelievable in their first playoff game? Yes, because you know my rules. I typically feel like a team has a game like that, they're going to have a little bit of a letdown the next week. Hopefully, in the Bills' case, because they're playing the Chiefs, the most powerful force in the universe is losing in the Super Bowl. Mm. Hopefully, that kicks in this weekend and the Bills remember that. Hopefully.
We'll see. The Chiefs are kind of on one right now.
I know. I know. And the Rams, like I said, I love their matchup with the Bucs because I don't think Tristan Wirfs is healthy. I don't think the Bucs have any depth on their offensive line. And then you add in the skill position players that they're already missing. Knock on whatever. It's too late now. It's too public now. But I like my Super Bowl pick. And now, can we just follow some of this, Joe? Can you get your head out of your ears and solve this thing, man? You're getting embarrassed. 0-2 this weekend.
You don't terrible. Think, you don't think a Monday night game for the West Coast team going to the East Coast
no.
for you don't think any
they
of that
played three quarters. Okay. I mean, not that
that's
Tampa
fair.
Played whatever, but it's also they're going to Tampa. Yeah. They avoided going to Green Bay. Thank you to the 49ers for that. That was good. So we'll see.
True.
But I am terrified that the two teams I picked to go to the Super Bowl looked as good as they did in their opening round.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, no, Joe.
Next up from me on Twitter. Hey, Joe, what is your first, what is your go-to first guess in Wordle?
So, do you have a Wordle strategy?
I usually go the Wheel of Fortune route. I want to put R-S-T-L-N-E. Like, I want to put R-S in there at the beginning. So, I might go, like, super, because it's
okay.
Not an R. So, like, today's Wordle, haven't done it yet. Super. We got two letters that are in the right, like that are correct as far as like in the word, but in the wrong spot. So that way you can kind of get some of the popular letters in there. Yeah, that's my strategy. But then again, I've done it like six times.
You could tell now that Joe Ovius is out today because you ventured back. You know I have. There's no danger of me looking at your screen.
This is for the show, though.
I have no technological skills, so you're safe.
Yes.
So I have two. I like to alternate. Okay. I like snack.
Oh.
And I like beast. E-A-S-T are the ones that I like to get in there.
I like that. A couple
snack
vowels in there, too.
Snack and beast. Okay. So today I went beast, not there. Then I went snack.
Okay, and then it got some good stuff?
No, I went 0-2 today, and then I don't know how I was able to come up with it in four picks. My third one was pretty good.
Okay, that's good. Isn't it nice when you get one and you're like, ooh, that's a lot of green
yes,
up there.
Yes, I ended up getting the first three letters in the third guess today. So I love the Wordle. I don't know why Ovius is down on the Wordle.
It's because everyone else is doing it. Probably.
Ah, he likes to be a contrarian, doesn't
probably.
He?
Well, I don't know. Now, I am.
And I never tweet my Wordle. Like, why am I not
either.
Allowed to just do my Wordle in peace?
I don't either, yeah. But props to you if you do tweet it. Like, I see you people, and congrats, and it's impressive, and it helps me internally go, so-and-so got it in four? Okay, I can do this.
No, I just want to get it. Like, yeah. What's your best so far? What
I
is the earliest guess that you've gotten?
Three
the
or four. It's definitely at least four. I may have gotten one in three. The one that I did on the air last week took me six.
Yeah, you needed a clue.
I needed a clue, and it helped, and I appreciate that. Yes.
Three is my best.
Nice.
I've only had to get to six once. So I've been happy about that.
Yeah.
But I like the Wordle.
Oh, it's awesome.
I don't. Now, how do they make any money? You tell me that. How are they making money? Because it's not an app.
There's no ads.
I don't see anything pop up. Are they stealing all of my information, right? That's
like,
the answer.
Again, though, like, don't they, quote-unquote,
already have it?
I
guess they're farming it. I don't know. We'll find out when we see some specialized ads that tend to pop up on my timeline.
Yeah.
Anything related to a golf pant. Those are my new ones. Golf pants. I get so many golf shoes, golf pants. By the way, picked up a golf club this weekend. I had surgery November 29th. Mm-hmm. I was given a three-month timetable. I went to see the doctor. He told me I could start swinging a club, but my arms are weak, He said, if it hurts, don't do anymore. I said, okay, I'll go out there. Rant. I missed the ball on my first swing. I couldn't even hit my driver 130 yards. My arms are crazy weak right now. Because at first I'm thinking, oh man, I'm going to be out there like by the end of January. Now that I've gotten security clearance, and for sure.
Yeah.
Whew, now I'm starting to think it might be my birthday before I end up hitting a decent golf shot. So it's very disappointing and humbling. Yes, you know how much I care about my golf game.
You're still practicing your putting though, so that's good.
I need to do more. Otherwise, I gotta fully embrace my old man golf game now.
Okay.
Because all I could do was the 3-quarter swing.
Yeah.
Like, I think I now need to just do the old punch and run nonsense like I'm 70 years old.
It's okay. It helps. It if you can see it, you're fine.
It's true. As long as you don't lose it.
That's right. Next up from Logan Roy on Twitter. Hey, Joe, where would you put Succession in your HBO power rankings?
All right. So my wife and I have gotten into watching Succession. I know you're a little late to the party, Joe. I get it. But it's really good.
Yeah?
You're over here looking at me like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I know the show, but I'm very, very late to things in general.
Yes.
So...
See the train wreck, yeah.
Yes, and also like...
You're still watching, like you said, you're still watching Office reruns.
Yes, and I like full disclosure, after tonight when I finish The Witcher Season 2, I'm going to restart Breaking Bad because I've only gotten 4 episodes into Breaking Bad twice ever and then just stopped. So I'm going to...
Okay.
Yeah.
So put a pin in Breaking Bad for just 1 second for me because that's my favorite all-time show.
Which is why I'm going to watch it because everyone says that.
Okay. HBO rankings aren't changing here. I've only been through 2 seasons now of Succession. It is excellent, though. Number 1 is still going to be The Wire. Number 2, by default, and I'm not holding the last season against them, is still Game of Thrones. And number 3 is The Sopranos. I know where I'm from, but it meandered at times, and it went into a direction where I felt like... And they do... They're not the only show to do this. Mad Men did this, too. They make you like the central character, even though he's a bad guy. And then they make the central character do a bunch of bad things to remind you that he's a bad guy.
Mm.
And I'm just kind of like, really? Come on. Let's tell better stories than that, please. So Sopranos still 3. Keep in mind, we are only two seasons through Succession. I could get to the end of this 3rd season of Succession and bump it ahead of The Sopranos. It's in play.
Okay.
It's in play.
That's good.
It's very good. And I know this was the year I really started noticing more of it on the Twitters, which is how I get influenced usually into a television show. Now, let's pull the pin out of Breaking Bad. It took me 2 years to get through the first season of Breaking Bad.
Okay. I don't feel as bad. 2 years. I don't feel as bad.
And I kept watching it and I kept going. Now, this was when the final season of Breaking Bad was on TV though. And people were tweeting about it constantly, and it wasn't spoiler purposes. It was more of like, oh my god, why are all these people talking about this show? What am I missing, right? You fear, there's the fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Right. Started watching the show and I'm sitting here and I'm going, I know how, everyone knows how it ends, right? He becomes the drug dealer, he becomes the bad guy.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, what am I missing? There isn't a single redeemable character in that television show. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. You could argue Jesse Pinkerton gets there by the end. We can argue that.
Okay.
But the first season took me forever. The second season, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I torturing myself? Then I got to the 3rd season, and I'm like, oh, oh. And then the 4th season... Once they get to a certain point, every episode, they are literally the television show that figured out how to top itself. It is the anti-Game of Thrones.
Wow.
It is the anti-Game of Thrones. Every episode of the last... Well, they broke up. They were the ones who created the a split season, which is really just a 10-episode season. Their last 20 to 25 episodes of that of Breaking Bad, they... built it. They started it here and it just kept going up and up and up and up. And the finale and everything was impeccable, impeccable television. So,
okay.
Slow start. It's going to take you a minute. But once you get to that overdrive, man, you'll definitely be rewarded. Just look for anything happy fuzzy to happen.
That's fair.
It's definitely not one of your stories about the better angels of the world.
Dang.
All right, what do we got next?
Next up from Brian F. on Twitter. Hey, Joe, not to point out the obvious here, but if Cliff Kingsbury was black, would he still be a head coach in the NFL?
Man, Brian Flores is onto something here because Cliff Kingsbury, I didn't realize this, and this tweet from the Action Network has gained a lot of traction today. Apparently, Cliff Kingsbury is not a closer. If you go back to Texas Tech, where, remember, he had Patrick Mahomes. So this isn't like he didn't have any talent at Texas Tech in the Big 12. Starting in 2013, his teams lost 5 of their last 6 games. The next year, 4 of 6. The next year, 4 of 6. The next year, 6 of 8. Then 6 of 8. Then 5 of 5. Remember, he was fired at Texas Tech. He was going to be an offensive coordinator at USC before he was hired as the Cardinals head coach in 19. In 19, in his first year as an NFL head coach, they lost 7 of their final 9 games. Last year, they lost 5 of their final 7 games. And this year, they lost 5 of their last 6 games. So when we use Roy Williams as the standard of teams that a coach whose teams always get better as the year goes along, you have Roy Williams all the way up here on the X and Y axis. And then you have Cliff Kingsbury all the way down there in the negative quadrant, right? Like, this guy... What in the world? And I'm not sure people even realized how bad his teams were in the second half of the season. They looked completely lost last night. They gave up the early score. You know how I feel about early scores. You know how I feel about fast starts. The pick six, though, which wasn't even really a pick six. It was a gift.
It was just take it.
It was like, here, underhand, take it.
1 yard interception return.
Kyler not exactly doing the math in his head there. 2 points is better than 6. 2 points is better than 6. So that's amazing. Again, Cliff Kingsbury. Let's just do it for the Cardinals. Lost 7-9, 5-7, 5-6. Good looking dude. Smart guy.
Yeah.
Can't really argue necessarily with what they do offensively. I mean, it's effective for at least for one half of the season. But man, when your teams don't get better as the year goes along, what we've been taught is good coaching is... When you have your team, they get better, and they hit their prime when they get to the end of the season. You would hope for the playoffs. That wasn't the Cardinals last night, for sure. And thank goodness, because somebody picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl. And someone's already been embarrassed enough by all of his incorrect picks. Thank you, Gonzaga. We should have checked in with Cooper to see who he picked in the... Are there teams from Texas involved?
There was.
Well... I missed it.
Yeah.
I could have gotten him this time.
What do you pick Big 12 quarterbacks in the NFL playoffs? Probably.
Baylor. Get the heck out of here.
No.
Weasel. Shouldn't say that about the governor, should I?
Well, he's show fan.
He is. He got me, man.
He did.
He got me.
All right. Last up on Hey Joe. I'll let you decide, Julio. Would you like a dream job question or about one about moms?
Let's do moms. We'll save moms. Dream jobs and Mike Mayock for later in this program.
Last up from Travis. Thanks, Travis Kelsey, for sending this in. Hey, Joe, which OG mom is most likely to interrupt a press conference?
All right, let's hear the post game. I think it's a Zoom. This is after the Chiefs win over the Steelers. Travis Kelsey, who threw for a touchdown, caught a touchdown in the Chiefs win.
First to Donna Kelsey.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, it's your mom.
What's up, mom? I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I know. I actually made it at a disappointing Tampa game. This was an elation to see you get a touchdown in a playoff game. I mean, oh my gosh, how good did that feel? How good did that feel after all these years?
Oh, man. To finally throw a touchdown like I used to tell my mom when I was like 5 years old, I was going to eventually throw a touchdown in the National Football League. I finally got it done. It only took me 9 years. That's a good question, though, Mom.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was so fun, and that's what makes sports so great, because you can be depressed in the morning and elated in the evening. So
there you go. Glad I could put a smile on your face. Love you,
yeah,
Mom.
Yeah, you do. Love you, too.
Aw. Now who isn't rooting for Travis Kelsey?
Right?
Right? So who's mom from the show? I mean, I think we already know the answer to this. Like, Nora
would tap into the Opal right now.
She would. But actually, she wouldn't, because people are now programmed to know that she's on at 5:30.
That's true.
So she prefers not to spoil her big moment at 5:30. Mm. All due, you know, respect to Cheryl, but Nora is the answer.
Yeah. Cheryl listens all the time. She'll text me after every acapella of the news, and great job, even if I did terribly.
Even if your brother had a bad acapella,
The news.
At Apple, right?
Yes.
She could say, you know.
Hey, yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah, Jason Kelce with the Eagles, Travis Kelce with the Chiefs.
Nice of the NFL to separate those games by 8 hours.
That was nice.
Yeah.